Your question?
My question's for Phil and Dave. As somebody who's been involved with the Fox Island project, I think it's sort of a common feeling that the frustration of a project that we feel is largely successful, but what you hear often in the press is sort of the opposite, and it's really dominated the narrative of the terrestrial wind. So, in thinking about these larger visions, I think this conversation is so important for many reasons. What do we learn from terrestrial wind as we apply it to offshore wind, and specifically from the communications part? How do we ensure that we are on the right side of the information so that we can combat some of this misinformation that keeps resurfacing, and, you know, with each project, each story that seems to get printed?
I'll just quickly say that the experience of Fox Island Wind is that the community on Vinyl Haven and North Haven is mostly concerned about how neighbors are reacting. So they have a very inward, they're concerned about their neighbors. They're not concerned about, they don't care what people in Portland or Boston or New York do, frankly. However, the way that people in Portland, Boston, and New York think is really important in terms of the larger narrative. And, journalism got to learn or got to figure out if there is the preponderance. It's very similar to this whole question of climate change. If the preponderance of scientific belief is, say, 95% of scientists think one way and 5% think of another way, the opposite, if you take scientist A and scientist B, who are on opposite sides of that, the public thinks, oh, well, the truth must be somewhere in the middle. And that's really not responsible journalism. So, journalism is going to have to evolve. I think that's the only way that we're going to get a better narrative.